MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Is it better to be clever or idiotic? I say, is it too much to ask for both? With that in mind, I humbly present the crown jewel of Archstone Productions' Freedom Line. It's the first podcast to incorporate our proprietary wiener joke technology. They say the best podcast is the one you never have to turn off. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the podcast you only have to listen to once. That's how Dad did it.
Really shouldn't. I mean,
that's how America does it.
Should listen.
I don't
multiple,
like my father much.
You know.
And it's worked out pretty well so far. Find an excuse to let one of these episodes into your iPod, and I personally guarantee you, the listeners won't even want to come out of their caves.
Well, that's a
now,
little
wait a
racially
minute,
insensitive.
If I had a noodle, I would whip you.
For your consideration, the Shy Kids.
Shy kids.
We are Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Welcome, Zainan, to the podcast Shy Kids. My name is Corey.
I am, how you say, Roshan Gajovic. No, I'm Dean.
This is Doc.
Just all
what
the
was
allies.
That?
All the allies.
Okay. Wait, the Russians are allies?
Mine was German, but that's okay.
Oh, you mean the Axis?
Yes.
The Axis
not
of
unless,
evil.
Not unless you were on their side.
Then you were an ally
right?
of evil.
Look, well, the Italians...
I'm sure they didn't call themselves the allies of evil.
I feel like the Italians... the Italians get off pretty easy for being allied with the Nazis.
Yeah, well, halfway through they were like...
Sorry,
what are we thinking? I don't even
you're
know.
You're like a pizza.
Let's go save the princess.
Yeah. Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc. Where are we doing it?
Yeah.
In American. Yeah.
So we have the Axis and the Allies.
Perfect.
We should have done.
Because the Allies are just America.
Just American, yeah.
We were involved in the war in the very beginning.
Right. Damn it. Now it's all staying.
We did most of the heavy lifting.
We're back from our Independence Day time off.
Which is why we did it a wartime sounding welcome.
Yeah.
No.
A different war than the one Independence Day even worries about.
It doesn't matter. But yeah. Happy birthday, America. You're now 2014 years old.
No, that's not how it works.
You can't say that with a straight face.
You have to add one, Corey.
Do I? And
yeah,
one.
Because he was born the year one.
That's true.
Oh, right. Good point. Thank you, Dean. Anyway. Yeah. As we know, Jesus was born in America on the day it was founded.
And he was born 33.
Yeah. And he burned Native American skin for their sins.
He went from baby to 33 in a year.
Totes.
Yeah.
That's how the Bible works.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That Leviticus was sure an asshole, huh?
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Anyway.
He didn't want to have any fun.
Leviticus?
He was the one that says, like, no gays and nothing fun.
What an asshole.
You had to, like, stone women and...
Is he the one that also says that, like, you should really, like, distance yourself from a lady when she's on a rag?
I think so.
That's unpure.
And I think Leviticus also talks about
that's
like,
icky.
Yeah, like
I'm Leviticus. That's icky.
Slave etiquette and shit
really?
Like that. Yeah, I'm all pretty right. sure.
And
I
if
forget.
You and if you charge interest on a loan, you should be killed by a sword.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that.
We can ignore that yeah, one. That
I kind of like that one.
That
actually.
One's all right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no interest
but,
on
but
loans.
Yeah, that, yeah, that's what I always say when somebody quotes Leviticus about gays or something. Like, you do you have an interest on your house, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. We got a couple emails.
So point one, fuck Leviticus.
Yeah, fuck Leviticus.
Point two, emails.
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 Thank you for that.
No. Emails.
We got an email from someone who's emailed before, Midlife Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says, okay, boys, first off, hello.
Oh, hello, Midlife.
It's a little formal for me.
Is it just mid? Hello, mid.
Hello, mid.
Or hit. Hello, midlife.
Middle. It's midly.
Midly.
Hello, midly.
Midly for kid.
For kid. here is my topic suggestion for y'all. Could be a nerdigory or just a conversation.
You know what? Fucking pick a fucking
yeah,
goddamn it. There. Middle.
Yeah, either midly. Hello or y'all. You can't do both.
Yeah.
What are your top five concerts you attended? Ooh. What are your top five concerts you attended and why?
And why?
Yeah.
Because fucking Foghat rocks, dude.
Because I fucking hated that band and I wanted to pay money to hate something.
He's got a thing in parentheses. I realize Dean will most likely say something like One OK Rock.
What is Dean?
Or
what is
something.
What is One OK Rock?
I don't know what that is.
Everyone
is that
will say, who the fuck are those guys?
Oh. All right. Yeah, a good who the example. Fuck are those guys?
He puts a footnote. Do I read the footnote? Should I go down and read the footnote on 1OK Rock before continuing the email?
No, we're doing the unabridged version.
Sure.
I'll read the footnote. 1OK Rock, one of the best yet underrated J-rock bands.
J-rock? Is it like
Japanese rock?
Like
yeah.
K-pop is Korean pop. This yeah. would be Japanese rock?
Mm-hmm. Right. Most likely because of the ever-growing emo VKs.
Mm-hmm.
Viet Cong?
Yeah, exactly.
Those emo Viet Cong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so underground.
Because of their many different genres of emo, metal, rock, and sometimes a mix of all three.
He keeps saying those words. I'm not sure he knows what those words mean.
Thank you, Inigo Montoya. You'll never get tired of this band. This is seriously the first band in which I love every single one of their songs.
Hold on.
One OK Rock? Yeah. So if you haven't heard them before and want to know which song is best to try out, and then he puts a vague question mark. Like, that's the end of the sentence, and there's a question mark. So if you haven't heard them before and want to know which song is best to try out.
Are they the ones that did the song with the treadmills and shit in it?
No, that's OK Go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not Japanese as far as I know.
Oh.
They're American. Possibly Canadian. Who knows?
One OK Rock.
Are we going to hear some?
One OK Rock. This song is from 2013. I just picked the most recent one.
Oh, play the theme it's to Shunigatsu Mahime.
The beginning.
Give me a reason to keep my heart beating. Don't worry, it's safe right here in my arms. That's the world.
He said white here in my arms. That's yeah. racist.
That's where love comes from.
That's, yeah. All right. That's enough.
Yeah.
We heard it.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, you'll never tire of those guys.
Yeah. Sounds like an anime opening, but okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Take my hand. This guy is a vampire. This girl, she has horns.
They both have dicks, and it's great.
Then he goes back. That's end of the footnote. Then back up to the original.
One OK Rock.
Also,
they got the Shy Kids bump.
Who was the first group or singer you ever saw? Well, here's the thing about this as a nerdigories. The top five concerts I attended are Metallica, Rush, Metallica.
I went to two of those.
Yes, you did.
With you.
You did. You went to one of the Metallicas
and
the Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then mine would just be like Bootsy Collins, George Clinton, and then like Charles Bradley, and yeah, that'd be.
So your fucking CD mix in your car.
Yeah, pretty much. Just a bunch of old black dudes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we would go to Come Dances. No, we actually wouldn't, because Rush would be on my list. Definitely Foo yeah. Fighters, Bad Religion.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Papa Roach. Fucking Papa Roach. As sort of a shitty.
Papa Roach was one of the openers at one of the Metallicas I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Summer Sanitarium.
Oh, I forgot Gwar.
Gwar?
I Gwar. Went to that.
You went to Gwar?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Thought it'd be obvious enough.
I could see it. You're like, well, I like their art.
I should have went with Insane Clown Posse. Then that would have been obvious enough.
No, fucking Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces.
Like, shitty,
this is
shitty
a
band,
stupid
right?
song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that one? Okay.
Music is kind of terrible. They're songs that I would skip on the radio. I saw them live. They played for an hour at a festival. Festivals are miserable to see shows at anyway.
Right.
They were fucking amazing.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God. They're so tight as a band, and the lead singer guy, Mr. Roach, he's super charismatic.
Ted Roach is his name.
He's all over the stage.
Randy Roach.
The sound that they get live is 10 times better than what they get out of the radio hits.
Yeah.
It was a good goddamn show.
You know, yeah,
the difference, like, I saw them on the same bill as like 30 Seconds to Mars. Now, 30 Seconds to Mars are much better songwriters. They write like these epic sort of fucking song ballad rock guy things. They were terrible live.
Yeah.
Jared Leto threw out his voice in the third song.
That's his band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
He threw out his voice in the third song. The first four songs were songs nobody knew. They were all like deep cuts, deep fucking cuts. And
those
then he finally
30 Seconds to Mars cuts.
Yeah, yeah. You could hear in the fourth one that he really didn't have it anymore. The fifth song was like their big radio hit.
Yeah.
And he went to go sing the high part of the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And his voice went, nope. And so he just held out the microphone to the crowd.
Yeah, you do it.
And that was pretty much the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Papa Roach was amazing, though. So they would definitely be on my list.
I guess they could count some of the Metallica openers. Because one of the shows I went to, Godsmack, was their opener.
Is that the one with Sully?
Sully, yeah.
That's the one I went to.
Is it?
Where he drummed against his own drummer in
the
middle?
You're right. That was... okay, yes.
Godsmack.
So here's the fun...
I didn't know I knew so many fucking Godsmack songs.
Right?
I've never owned a Godsmack album. They played 45 minutes, an hour set or something
like
that.
You knew every song.
I knew every fucking song.
I think it's from like car commercials or something.
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. They were really good too. I like them better than Metallica.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I'm the biggest Metallica fan in the world, and it was a mistake having Godsmack open for you because they're a lot tighter. When they play live.
Well, that, and I mean, Metallica had just gotten the new bassist, and
this was the Saint Anger tour, which
is a shitty album.
That's the bad album. Yeah. That's the Dark Horse of Metallica albums.
And Lars had a camera.
Was Dark Horse a good thing? That's the Black Sheep.
Yes, it's the Outcast.
That's the Black Sheep.
Anything dark is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not on point.
They were not on point. They're a lot better live now. I've seen footage.
I'm sure they are.
Metallica's gotten tight again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, they've had a lot of time with the particular lineup.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they've gone through rehab, and they've done all their movies.
They've done all their shits. So, yeah,
last
time
I was
amazing.
Would be Strung Out.
Strung Out. Strung Out. Whoa, whoa. What you gonna do tonight, mama? No? Okay. No. All right. Then he says to Doc, more Gary Busey.
There you go. Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica. M is for metal. E is for everyone loves it. T is for time to win the Olympics.
Time for Tofino.
T for Tofino. A is for all the motherfuckers. L is for love. L is for life. I is for inside your mind. C is for charisma of James Hetfield.
Uh-oh.
And A is for astounding performances.
Alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Our Gary Busey chunk for the night.
There you go. Contracts and such.
Yeah. Tonight's Gary Busey segment is sponsored by
Squarespace.
Audible.com. Yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever.
I could also do One OK Rock.
Go. Yeah.
One is the loneliest number that you've ever heard. Okay means that I'm okay to listen to this band. R is for restrictions on your filth. O is for Oculus Rift. I'm looking forward to that. C is for Chinaman.
If Facebook doesn't fuck it up.
K is for Koreans, which I mistake for Chinaman.
Thank you. Thank you for finishing that for me.
Okay.
Fucking started choking.
Chinaman. Oh, it is
not
so
the first time. Not the first time he choked on a Chinaman.
The way I see it, Gary Busey would get that wrong.
Yes.
He'd call a Japanese band Chinaman.
Chinaman, yes. Yeah. Him and Adam Carolla.
Regards, midlife kid.
Regards.
Regards.
Regards, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for the email, midlife.
That is
Midly?
Midly Fahim.
Midly Fakid.
Yeah, fuck kid.
Fuck kids.
Fuck kids. Fuck kids. For kids about it.
Hey. Fatamagitsku.
Is that our only email?
No, we got one more. I'm just going to take a sip of this first because I choked on my own fucking sentences.
Take your time. Is that refreshing?
Oh, yeah.
It looks refreshing.
It is. It's orange mango flavored.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mangoes usually are orange.
This email segment is sponsored by...
Orange mango flavored sparkling ice.
Yeah. Zero calories.
There's a...
Naturally flavored sparkling mountain spring water. With vitamins and antioxidants. I can't say that word, sorry.
Yeah. This is an email from our super fan, JJ. You know JJ, he writes the long-ass email.
Ah, JJ.
Oh, yeah. Japanese J.
Yeah.
No.
Like J-Rock.
No.
As Corey called him, oh, our bisexual fan.
Oh, that guy. The Shy Kids Pedia.
Pedia, yeah.
Shypedia.
He's the one who knows everything, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Our pediophile.
It's always correcting us and shit.
He goes, I have a proposal for a topic idea.
Oh,
or,
lots of proposals for topics.
Or in the words of Dean, topic. I didn't know you were known for shouting topic.
You have a catchphrase, Dean.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Topic.
Give the fans what they want.
Okay. Hold on. I haven't done
T is for Tofino.
T is for Tofino. O is for ornithologist. P is for peeing. I is for I pee a lot. C is for cunt. And Chinaman.
I think Tofino was supposed to be tough enough.
Tough enough?
I think so.
I don't remember.
Tough enough to take on 12 Chinamen.
Because you were doing Batman at the time?
Oh, tough enough.
Yeah.
Tofino. I don't know.
I believe it was a typo, because I don't think Tofino is actually a word.
So he starts this with two stories.
Oh, okay.
And then he goes, it's a JJ email. It's going to be long.
All right. Yeah. It's a JJ cast.
Yeah. Story number one. A few years ago, my fiance and I were taking a class.
A few years ago, my fiance.
Yeah. We were taking a class on art history, and somehow, don't ask me how, we got on the topic of stereotypes.
I wonder how they got on that topic.
Then there was this exchange between my fiance...
Financier.
There was this exchange between my fiance and some dumb bimbo in the class. I think it's funny that he said we were talking about stereotypes, and then he calls her dumb bimbo.
Now, his fiance, not the dumb bimbo.
No, his fiance was talking to a dumb bimbo.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, if you guys
can we imagine that the dumb bimbo just whipped around?
Also, if you guys could read these in voices, that would be awesome.
Oh.
Email theater! Do you have it?
I have it, yeah.
Okay.
It's like six lines.
It's only two voices. Yeah. We got it.
Who would you like to play?
I will play fiance.
Okay, I will play dumb bimbo.
Okay. Okay, so it was they were discussing stereotypes, if you remember, okay? There's a bad Asian driver stereotype.
What stereotype?
Haven't you seen the Family Guy skit about the Chinese woman crossing six lanes on the highway with no turn signal?
Oh, he was a Chinese woman. Chinese people are from China, not Asia.
Ooh. That's real.
I thought that was a pretty good read.
That was a good read. Yeah.
People are going to want to rewind that and listen to it multiple times.
Right.
And that concludes email theater.
Then there was 5 seconds of stunned silence followed by uproarious laughter.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Story number two. One of my coworkers and
Hold on.
Yeah.
I really need to know, and I know it's not in the email, but like, is he calling her dumb bimbo because of this statement, or was she just like
already a dumb
regular?
I'm assuming because of the statement that China is not Asia.
No. I know. Like that would classify her after the fact.
Yeah.
I think better storytelling would say that this lady in front of us turned around.
The lady turned around and said this.
She's a dumb fucking bitch, or you know, whatever, you know, bimbo,
she's
whatever.
She's a cum slut.
Yeah,
yeah. This
she's a complete asshat.
This is getting uncomfortable.
With bacon for brains.
This is. I didn't sign up for this kind of slut shaming.
Yes, you did.
Needs to be done.
You filthy animal.
Story number two. One of my coworkers and I were sitting in the break room one day, and he asked me, "Can you name a city that doesn't have the letter A in it?" So I name a few, like New York City, Phoenix, etc. Then another coworker walks in, so we ask him the same thing. Name a city that doesn't have an A in it. So he says, Ohio.
No.
We tell him, no, that's a state. So he says, Iowa.
No.
We tell him, no, that's a state. We want a city.
Also,
has an A.
Yeah.
So he says, Florida.
No.
I have to stare at him to see if he was serious. Spoiler, he was. So I tell him, no, that's a state, and it has a letter A.
Also.
So finally he says, Mississippi.
Oh.
At this point, I feel so bad for him, I say, oh, yeah, I think there is a Mississippi City. So JJ's question is... Have you ever come across someone so astoundingly dumb, you wonder how they don't drown in their Wheaties every morning? Who the fuck eats Wheaties,
yeah.
Really?
And who's putting that much milk?
Hey now.
In their cereal.
Whoa. Corey's saying what needs to be said.
Hashtag not all men.
Okay.
Somebody so astoundingly stupid.
Yeah,
man. I tend to ignore
stupid
when,
people
when stupidity comes out.
Right.
I tend to just be like, shut off receptors for memory because I really don't want to relish in this.
We have a big one in the news right now.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. You've heard of the Opie and Anthony show, right?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that listen on More Like Radio are also big fans
totes.
Opie and Anthony.
Totes.
So I've learned in the chat rooms.
Yeah. Well, Anthony of Opie and Anthony fame got fired recently.
They're going to have to change the name of that show then.
Well, I guess so.
He got fired.
He got fired for a string of...
They're on satellite radio.
Right. But he got fired for a string of racist tweets.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess yeah. The racism would probably get you fired.
Yeah,
I would say because like they're not on terrestrial radio. He could kind of say whatever the fuck he wants, right?
Yeah, for the most part,
unless it's hateful.
Yeah,
which
so,
this might have been.
Yeah, and so I mean, this definitely qualifies for. She probably shouldn't have done that, dummy.
It's only tweets that he got fired for. He didn't like back it up by like then coming on the radio and being like, "Those Chinamen."
No. This happened over 4th of July weekend, so he wasn't even on the
air.
Yeah.
This is really recent.
This is super recent, yeah.
So he unleashed hell on Twitter.
Yeah, and so I'm going to read you the tweets.
You don't know this story?
This
is the first time hearing of it.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of Opie and Anthony, so I have no real vested interest in them.
How this started is, well, I'll just read it because he explains how it started. So I'm taking pics in NYC, and a black girl who was in frame punched me in the face. I called her a fucking blank because that's what she was. Now,
are we guessing the blank?
Well, the blank is a
Chinaman.
Is a series of symbols in quotes. Okay,
symbols.
Now the symbols is six letters, six symbols, and the two middle symbols are the same. It's implied.
Nagger.
Chigger.
Yeah. No, that is seven.
Yeah.
Oh.
Way to blow
it, Dean. Those things are annoying and they get in your hair.
Tigger.
Yeah.
T-I-double-ger.
It could be anything with two letters in the middle that's six letters, Corey.
Jogger.
I don't know why I keep gravitating towards
the
words that have two 2 G's.
Yeah.
Those fucking joggers with their stupid pants.
So, okay, so that's the first one. First tweet. Second tweet.
She's needy.
Then she punched me 5 more times.
Oh.
She's lucky I was a white legal gun owner or I'm she'd be dead.
Wow. What? Huh?
Yeah.
What? I'm how?
Oh, that's not the end of that tweet.
Whew.
Then five Whew. Blacks started giving me shit.
Then what?
5 blacks.
Also on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where do they get off?
Why is he tweeting this?
Hold on.
Why?
So far, the only bad part really is admitting that
he used potentially the N-word.
Potentially the N-word. I was blanked out by him.
Maybe he misspelled white, bitch.
Bringing up that you're a white legal gun owner seems odd.
Perhaps he spells
even bring
cunt
up.
With two N's.
And then saying 5 blacks instead of black people. But I guess you weren't out of room on Twitter. Who knows? Maybe he was just trying to shorten.
That 140 yeah, characters yeah. really makes right. you know self-edit yeah. your racism. Yeah. So wait, hold on.
Yeah. We don't have time for hyphens on social media.
There's a lot more tweets, guys.
All right. I'm just saying, he gets punched by a woman on the street.
By the way, this is only his side of the story.
Right.
Yeah.
He gets punched by a woman on the street for taking a picture.
Right. Okay.
Then he says that she's lucky that he's a
white legal gun owner.
Because
implying that if he was a black non-legal gun owner, he would have shot her.
Because people just shoot people on sight.
And they don't let black people own guns, so...
or if he was a white non-legal gun owner, he would have shot her on sight.
Yeah. Okay, next tweet.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, let's dive more into this idiocy.
Right. I told them to back the fuck off. This wasn't their show. The cunt then punched me again. Seems white boys don't hit back. Lucky but, savage.
But even white boys got a shout.
Yeah.
Lucky savage.
That's my favorite brand of cigar.
Hold on. Back up that last line. I was doing a Sir Mix-a-Lot joke.
Yeah. Told them to back the fuck off. This wasn't their show. The cunt then punched me again. Seems white boys don't hit back. Lucky savage.
Seems white boys yeah. don't hit back.
Now, if I'm being devil's advocate here, he could be saying, no, I'm calling her a savage, not all black people. In fact, I think that's what he did say later when he was defending himself over all the vitriol that he got.
However.
He's already got like 4 strikes against him.
Might want to be careful on your choice of words there.
Calling her cunt, sure. She punched him a bunch of times, right. Seemingly unprovoked.
Right.
Except for the whole calling her the N-word.
Possibly.
Which really justifies her hitting him.
I mean, according to this, he called her an $$!/$!
She's like, what the fuck does that mean?
What?
She's punching yes. him.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Don't use that leet speak on me.
All right, let me continue. Cause
that's a mouthful to more. Say, too. I'm surprised he got that out before she punched him again.
Yeah. Next tweet. Wish a cop was around. Although she said she'd tell them I sexually harassed her. Lying cunt. I hope she gets shot in her ass fuck face. Ugh. The ugh I thought was funny.
Ugh.
Okay, that tweet, the mildest of them all.
That is the mildest. Next tweet.
Okay, it gets better.
Next tweet, three words. They aren't people.
Holy, now is he talking about the police?
It's vague, very vague. No.
Is he talking about non-white, illegal gun owners? This guy, yeah.
Now he goes,
they aren't people.
They aren't people. Next tweet after that. I'm fucking livid. If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her. Now,
pretty sure black people are legal.
What the fuck is this illegal?
Okay. If I was an illegal savage, I'd have shot her.
So, it's not done.
Let me finish the tweet before we comment.
Damn.
Now, I'm pretty sure there's a typo. The IR violence in her was so predictable. I guess it's supposed to be the violence in her.
The infrared?
I hope she gets killed.
Okay, right. So if he were a... Break it down.
If he was an illegal savage, he'd have shot her.
An illegal savage.
Implying to me that... Because he said he's a white legal gun owner.
Right.
So if he was an illegal gun owner who wasn't white, he'd have shot
her. Okay, so he's still referencing gun ownership.
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. When he says illegal.
Because in that statement, he's implying that all, like, immigrants.
Illegal immigrants. Like, yeah. Hold on.
If I was an immigrant, I'd have shot her in the face. Because that's what you want to do when you're trying to, you know, get into a country and stay low, is shoot people in the face.
Yeah.
It makes a whole lot of sense.
Next tweet. It's a jungle out there in our cities after midnight. Careful. You want to be careful about saying jungle about referencing black people.
Yes.
Violent savages own the streets. They all came to defend this pig. I had to yell like at dogs.
Is he in a fucking, like, Bugs Bunny cartoon from fucking 1943?
I don't know. Someone tweeted to him, did you get any photos of her? Yup. Animal pig fuck cunt bitch. Wow. And then someone else tweeted, WTF. WTF for no reason? Reason, I was white. So he sees it as a hate crime.
Was he being mugged?
Now, here's the thing. He tweets the picture. And it's a picture of her in the center of a frame under a scaffolding. That's odd that she accidentally got into frame.
Yeah. Why was he taking a picture of a scaffolding?
At 3 in the morning, too.
Yeah, and she's right in the center of the frame, too. So
earlier,
like...
he tweeted a picture of a white girl's ass as she walked by. I think he was taking some creepy photos. He has me. Yeah. Someone called him out on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't be attracted to illegal savages.
Right.
Here we go. Savage, violent animal fucks prey on white people. Easy targets. This cunt has no clue how lucky she was. She belted me 10 times. I had a gun.
Well, I'm glad he had a gun.
Yeah.
Seems very well balanced.
Is New York a, like, concealed weapon state?
I know he has a concealed carry.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that's
you have to jump through fucking hoops. But,
I bet.
But yeah,
that's one thing I don't understand.
What concealed carry?
The concealed carry firearm thing.
Like, yeah, how else are you gonna let people in Target know that you're packing?
But right? can I pause?
Why
this?
The fuck do you need to like have a shoulder holster when you're going
have
to
you
run?
Have you seen
groceries?
Those videos where like in Texas the guys like strap an AK-47 on their backs and like we're gonna walk around Walmart?
Yeah, I know Target backlashed against that.
Yeah, and when they try to kick us out, we're going to tell them this is our Second Amendment right, and it's legal in Texas to open carry. And then the cops show up, and they're like, yeah, could you not do that? And they're like, it's legal. It's on the... Cunts. Right?
Yeah.
Like little dickheads.
I want to start a fight.
Yeah.
Turns out, though, that once you're inside the store, that's sort of private property.
Yeah.
And they can sort of make up their own rules whether or not they would allow you to bring firearms in there.
Yeah, you technically don't have First Amendment rights when you're in your job. So,
And police don't have jurisdiction in parking lots. So you don't think so? Get into an accident in a parking lot. See what the cop does.
Right.
I don't
have jurisdiction. Yeah, no, that's not true at all.
I can't do anything for you here.
Someone then tweeted to him, so what started all this? I was taking pics in Times Square. She was in a pic. Violence was her answer. Animal.
Those rare Times Square scaffoldings.
Yeah. The next tweet. The cunt animal kept walking into my arm. I had up as a block saying, don't touch me. Then would hit me. I hope a homeboy beats her to death. Oof.
Homeboy, right. One of the nicer terms that he's used
it's
to
true.
Describe.
Yeah.
Attackers.
The automatic jump to violence in that community is astounding. No discussion. It's start punching at the least little thing. Uncivilized.
The creepy jumped to creepy dude. The creepy jump. The quick jump to creepy dude in his community is also astounding.
A female beat you? Asked somebody. No, an animal bitch used its instinctual violence on me. I restrained myself from putting it to sleep. Did you hit her back?
Does he think himself a big man?
Yeah, apparently. Did you hit her back? He goes, I was fooled by my upbringing. Don't hit a woman, but this was an animal. I should have smashed its face. All right.
It's not nice to do it.
I'm
anyway.
Gonna guess that he's too much of a pussy to have even hit back in the first place.
Well, he clearly didn't.
Well, he didn't hit back, but I'm saying he's hiding behind the I'm sorry, but if you're getting beat the fuck up,
yeah,
like you're going to do something to, like, protect yourself or, like, separate yourself from the situation.
Right, yeah. The you switch know? To violence is immediate. No discussion, just violence. When will that be addressed? Oh, right, never. Slavery did it? Oh, okay.
All right, back up.
Yeah.
Say that one more time. My head is spinning so fast here.
The switch to violence is immediate. No discussion, just violence. When will that be addressed? Oh, right, never. Slavery did it? Oh, okay.
I can't even follow that statement.
I know. I'm reading it in the cadence I imagine he wrote it in.
No.
He should have done this all in his voice.
What he's essentially saying is that he's saying that the violence in the black community that he's referencing,
we can't talk about it because slavery happened.
We're not allowed to talk about it because they'll just say it's because of slavery. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an often used argument.
Oh, next tweet fucking explains that one. There's a deep-seated problem with violence in the black community. Try to address it and you'll be exiled to Racistville. But it's real.
Well, Racistville has an A in it, so he's disqualified.
That's he got the fucking JJ's email.
So great at that callback.
Great pick of the cunt rag, bitch fuck pig, animal pig face, worthless meat sack, shit pile, stink crotch, ass stain, rot bung.
What somebody else tweeted?
No, that's him.
Oh,
I just like the word bung.
And then he showed the picture over.
And then once you see the picture, you go, wait a second.
Sure enough, every news media site picked this up.
Of course.
That's the last tweet, by the way, of this article.
It was quite enough.
Yeah. every news media outlet picked this up. And then SiriusXM said, yeah, we're going to terminate our relationship with him because he does not represent our shit.
Yeah.
You know, they said it in legalese.
Yeah. Our shit.
So... I'm a listener of Opie and Anthony,
mm-hmm.
Which is like I feel so scared saying now.
Right.
And Ant's racism is not something we're all surprised by.
Oh, really? He's sort of shown his colors a bit on the show.
It's less
they prefer African American
though. It's more vague and jokey. But it's been sort of obvious, and he's also tweeted shit like this before. This is the first time it got picked up because there was an incident attached to it, so it was scandalous enough for the news to give a shit.
And there was quite a plethora.
Yeah.
And rage attached to it.
What I'm surprised by is how long it took for the news to pick up on this.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's essentially, I mean, he has a web show he does sometimes for fun in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty rough.
Really?
As far as some of the shit that comes out of his mouth. Here's the thing. And again, I'm a listener to Opie and Anthony. And the reason why is for the most part, this stuff doesn't come out on the air.
Mm-hmm.
When it does, it's annoying and it makes you want to turn it off, which I have before. There was during the George Zimmerman case, mm-hmm. he was... totally defending George Zimmerman the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so obvious that it was like a ha-ha, black people kind of way he was defending it. Again, I'm speculating his inner thoughts, but it's just that's the vibe I got listening to it.
Right.
So, you know, that was annoying, and he would bring it up often during that whole trial.
Mm.
So during those discussions, I would tune out. The reason I kept listening is because when they're not focusing on shit like that, they're a pretty funny show.
Right.
It's kind of like how I can still see Woody Allen movies, even though he might have molested his daughter and shit like that.
Right.
You know, you can separate. I think, who's that fucker that raped a girl?
There's a lot of fuckers.
The one who made Chinatown.
Mel Gibson.
No, Chinatown.
Oh.
Roman Polanski.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, good filmmaker, but he's done some horrific shit.
He had consensual anal sex in a hot tub with a 14-year-old.
I wouldn't call that consensual.
Not technically, no.
Corey,
excuse me.
Don't let your creep factor out, Corey.
Excuse me, 14-year-old girl. Can I have anal sex with you?
Well, you are a very high, powerful director. If I want
a
job in acting, I should probably let you rape my asshole. Yeah, no, that's it. That's good.
So a lot of the Opie and Anthony fans right now are doing like a hashtag stand with Ant. You shouldn't take away his free speech and shit like that. He has the right to say what he wants and blah, blah, blah. The problem is this isn't a free speech issue at all.
Free speech is the government is not allowed to tell you what you can and can't say.
Right. Yeah, he's working for a private show.
SiriusXM is a company.
Yes.
And they could fire, especially like with public, like they're an entertainment company. And if any of their entertainers are saying shit that they like completely are like, we don't want this even associated with us, they have the right to fire them.
They have a responsibility to their brand.
Yeah.
And if anything goes against what their brand stands for, they have the right to terminate.
And my company would fire me for that, for creating a hostile work environment. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Everybody gets around the First Amendment. Here's the thing, America. actually,
get on that soapbox, Corey.
Actually, read the fucking Constitution.
Yeah.
If you're going to use it as your doctrine.
Yeah.
For why there is injustice for everybody, just actually read that fucking text. Same goes for you religious people.
Right?
If you're going to shout the Bible at me, I shouldn't be able to downgrade your argument with things that are actually in the Bible.
Yeah. I shouldn't be able to take out a loan in my house with interest without being put to the sword.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Leviticus again.
That asshole. Look, we established. Fuck Leviticus. Yeah.
Well, that would be violating Leviticus if you fuck Leviticus.
That's true.
Quick Bible thing.
Uh-oh.
What's the Samson story? Like, why?
Samson, is he the guy with the hair?
He's the guy who was strong, and then his girl cut his hair in the night, and then he was weak in the morning.
Bitches be crazy, man.
Yeah. Not all men.
Yeah, well, first, that's the thing.
She was a wild, savage animal, cunt face.
Pretty sure she was black.
It implies, it does imply that women are conniving.
She might as
conniving.
Well have punched him in the face.
It does imply that women are conniving. Bible readers don't
Not
trust
necessarily.
Them.
I don't think that they knew that the hair was the source of his power.
But it's the most goofy, like, magical, like, fable story in the Bible. Like,
yes, it is.
Why is this here?
Yeah, why do they?
It has nothing to do with like the religion-y stuff.
Yeah, why do they give people in the army crew cuts if that story is true?
Yeah,
sense.
Well, it would be like if in the middle of the Quran they're like, by the way, Paul Bunyan,
and a giant blue ox.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Peace be upon his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Ant.
Anal sex made a whole city burn.
Right. Yeah. And that's where sodomy came from.
Well, if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
The friction.
You know what? If you're not doing it right, shit will burn.
Yep.
A little spit or loop. Just
I'll give
be
you
mindful
pill
of your
or
partner.
Salt.
Now,
AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com. So,
they got a new promo. Let's run it now.
Where did all that? Where did Cain's wife come from? Anyway, go on.
It's probably Eve.
incest.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, he's now terminated from Sirius.
Good.
And, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's unfortunate because when Ant is not being racist, he is probably the funniest person on the show. But he's a fucking racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
He brought it on himself in a way.
He did.
I don't have this like, oh, they bamboozled him by fire. No.
Oh, they tricked him into saying all those things.
He's been doing this for a long time, and people finally noticed.
Right.
So he kind of brought it on himself. I mean, he jeopardized the show completely. There's staff that works for the show behind the scenes.
It's the same.
Opie. There's Jim Norton who's on the show. Right. Like SiriusXM could have said, "We're getting rid of the whole show now."
Right.
They just fired him, luckily, and now Opie and Jim have to continue till October. That's when their contract ends.
Do you think they'll pick it up?
I don't know. You know, you never know. I don't know what the behind the scenes. I mean, they haven't done a live show yet because they're not back till next Monday. I mean, it could be that at the end of their contract, they'll fucking leave Sirius and rejoin Anthony and start that over again. Or they, you know, this might be the catalyst that makes them go, yeah, I think we did our run, you know?
Yeah. Or
I hope he'll go do his own thing. I mean, Ant's already planning to do his web show like full time now, he said.
Right.
Anthony. I've seen his web show before. And remember when Charlie Sheen did a web show?
It's Crazy Rants.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
And, just the ramblings of a madman.
Very drunken, too.
Oh, he's drunk when he does it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's That seems sound for broadcasting a show.
Seems like he needs to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
So I know there's a lot of Opie and Anthony fans listening right now because we're broadcasted more like radio, and they're all kind of fans. And I'm sure there's plenty of them disagreeing with me completely. You know, that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
If you want to support Anthony, that's fine.
Well, if it wasn't like hate and ignorance,
right?
Any other sort of belief or it's not even a belief. It's like opinion. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
As misguided as it is, like being fired for having an opinion, it seems wrong from the outset. You know, but.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't have to blast that opinion in a public forum under his public persona.
Yeah, if I kept screaming, I'm liberal into my boss's ear while he's trying to work, he'd be like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Like, you're entitled to your opinions.
Right.
Whatever they may be.
Right. I mean, yeah, it is unfortunate that you can get fired for tweeting something outside of work hours.
But,
yes.
But given his...
But he's given a public persona.
Yes, given his occupation.
Yeah.
That comes with the territory.
Right.
You are constantly sort of watching your brand and making sure that nothing really tarnishes that because you want to grab a lot of people to listen to you.
Yeah.
You know, people to trust that when they click you on, they're going to find something that's sort of appealing to them.
I mean, listeners who are smart enough to figure this out, my real name is not Doc Wheatley.
No.
That's pretty clear.
Yes.
We've had to bleep my real name that's come out on the show accidentally before.
And my wife's name is not my wife.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that.
That was just convenient.
She's Swahili? Yeah.
My wife.
So, you know, and the reason for that is I work for a large corporation. Samsung. No, I'm kidding.
Logitech.
Andy's.
Brazers.
Rorschach from It's All About Me. That was his guess. But I decided to do the podcast under a fake name and have a fake name on Twitter and a fake name on Facebook because I work for a large corporation. If I say something shitty that they don't like, they could fire me for it.
And if you say a bunch of shitty things that we don't agree with here under your persona that's used on this. Like if you started going off on crazy like anti-gay antics or like, you know, started bashing on certain individuals, we might ask you to leave the show.
Yeah, and then I'll start a crazy rant web show.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever. Good
Shut
luck
up,
to you.
Stocky weeds.
You know, it's fine. I mean, we run blue here and we tell jokes.
Yeah.
And we make light of you know, sort of serious types of situations, but like never is really it boils down to context and intent.
Yeah.
Right? The context of your situation, if you're telling a joke, you're telling a joke.
Right.
That should be understood.
Yeah.
You know, and then your intent. If your intent is to be mean to somebody or to be hateful towards somebody,
right,
then it takes on a whole nother clearly every part of every one of those tweets is filled with hate and rage
and it wasn't just a whoops, I should delete that tweet. It was he kept going and going and going.
He did after getting...
I like how he censored his first tweet though, as if like he thought about it. Like I can't tweet the N-word.
I should use the spirit of the word, but not the actual word.
What other words can I use?
Oh, I know. Hmm. The two symbols in the middle will be the same symbol.
Squee.
Yeah. And what's funny is the fans are like attacking longtime friends of the show who haven't come out to support Anthony, like comedian Bill Burr. Like he hasn't said anything like, oh yeah, Ant should have been fired.
If I were a friend of the show, I would stay as far away from this situation as possible.
I was fucking famous at all, I would not hitch my fucking wagon to that train right now.
I'd be on either side, I have no comment on anything.
I'll be at Flappers Tuesday.
Catch me at the Funny Bone.
I mean, and they've had plenty of fans of the show kind of say, you know, some are like, yeah, we stand with Ant. Some are like, yeah, this is an unfortunate situation. Ant's always been nice to me.
I'm guessing that the people that the majority of the people that are standing with Ant share similar views.
Possibly, who knows? I mean, it could be that you know, defend your right to say it thing. But again, it's not a rights issue. It's
not a rights issue. It's it's he has every right to send those tweets.
Yeah, and SiriusXM has every right to fire him.
Every
yeah.
right to say that that is not in conjunction with our brand.
If you're angry about it, you have every right to call Sirius and unsubscribe, which is happening in pretty large numbers.
Do it. You look like a racist, but do it.
But, you know, feel free to do it. That's fine. I'm not going to because I kind of want to hear what the Opium Gym Show sounds like, really. Plus, I still listen to Ron and Fez. I have two things I listen to on Sirius.
Right.
So, you know?
Yeah, Sirius is pretty great. I have Sirius in my car.
Yeah. You got your music.
And it like I'm a sports fan, so like every sports game, like I can listen to the World Cup in my my way to work. Yeah. You know, every home baseball game for my hometown Angels here, I can listen to every show of theirs and not have to listen on an AM station.
Nice, it's
very nice.
Don't have that.
Yeah, when I go under a bridge, it doesn't go.
Yeah. So enough of me hijacking JJ's fun topic.
We're out of time. It's time to go to Nerdgoals.
No way. So let's do actual fun ones. Dumps, wacky dumb people.
Yeah.
Oh. I have one I could start with because I've told it before. Just get it out of the way.
Go.
The two ladies I overheard at work having a conversation when one said to the other, well, no, see, registered nurses are male and nurses are female. And I heard that. And even the lady that she was talking to was like, well, what do you mean? And she goes, well, like on the show, see, this show I'm watching, they said that this character is a registered nurse, but it's a lady. I think the twist is you're going to find out it's a guy because they called her a registered nurse, and registered nurses are male. And I'm standing there going, what the fuck is this babbler talking about?
How?
Look, Scrubs is a hard show to follow.
So she thought a twist that was coming was this character was going to be revealed as a man.
Right.
Because they call her a registered nurse and only males are registered nurses. Girls are just nurses.
Well, by her logic, she would have been revealed already.
That's what she really thought.
I don't.
Even by her logic, that's dumb.
Where does that come from? How does that become something that you're...
Misinformation at some point?
Men are more official.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm surprised she didn't say it out loud and go, you know what?
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right at all.
In my head, it sounded like one thing, and then I said it, and I heard it out of my mouth, and I realized I'm an idiot.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
So that's a big one.
Yeah, registered nurses are just better nurses.
Is that it? Like, I thought...
Typically, they're male, though.
I thought...
because they apply themselves more.
Well, you know, and they're better at math.
I don't even know the difference, really.
No, it's not that.
But I know it's not that.
Yeah. No,
Even a difference? Is just registered nurses the longer title for nurse?
Nurse is sort of a generic term for that type of profession, yeah.
There's, is registered nurse like almost doctor?
They call them RNs.
Yeah.
Registered nurses, yeah. They're like the highest ranking nurse official, I believe.
You know? R is for registered.
N's for nurse.
No, good job, Gary. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Good thing Anthony wasn't spelling that one. Ampersand is for
R is for racist. N is for ampersand.
At symbol is for other at symbols.
Hashtag at symbol. Yeah. Dollar sign.
Yeah.
There's like nurse practitioners.
Yeah.
There's like candy stripers. I don't even think they have candy stripers anymore.
No, I don't know. Sounds like that's like a stewardesses of hospitals. Yeah,
right.
I don't think they exist anymore.
I don't know for sure. My sister-in-law is going to school to become a RN.
Yeah.
And she is some sort of a nurse already.
Yeah.
Like she went to school, became
but
a certain level.
But she can't become an RN because she's a girl.
Right.
They have surgeries for that.
Because only men are registered nurses.
Yeah,
so no. There's a monumental dummy.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
I think the dumbest thing I ever heard was... Oh, wait, you were going to go.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I think the dumbest thing I ever heard was at work, too, and it was kind of devoid of any context. What I heard was a girl say, why don't homeless people just live in apartments? And I don't understand... Because I'm guessing maybe she lived in an apartment her parents paid for, and she didn't understand
that. She never had to pay rent, so she doesn't understand.
Last time I checked, they're not free.
No.
Why don't they just live in apartments?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this somebody I know?
It might be.
This isn't Corey's wife, is it?
This is somebody that used to be a supervisor for me.
That's fucking wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She also asked me. She also asked me. Who's the president? Once.
Really?
Yeah. And this wasn't during an election year. This was like middle of a term. Like. Yeah.
Did you lie? I would have lied.
Oh yeah.
William Howard Taft.
Thurgood Marshall.
The same guy that's been the president the last 6 years.
Also asked me like what is this Occupy thing like a year into it, like I heard the word Occupy the other day, what does that mean? And like
they're just hanging out.
yeah
they're just having a barbecue.
We're occupying them all this weekend.
Yeah. Why are all these Harry Potter people yelling? I don't get it.
Have you noticed when I was a delivery guy, I used to deliver to malls before they would open. Have you noticed, like, before a mall is really open, there's a lot of old town people walking around?
Oh, yeah. They do, like...
early bird special.
It's a program.
Is it?
That gets senior
citizens. I thought it had
walking to
be organized, because they all do it.
Yeah.
I mean, all the ones in there obviously do it. I think
it's a program through the mall, that, like, you can come and walk the mall.
Yeah. Is it just, like, get exercise? It's air-conditioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
Shit, I'd fucking go for that. Air-conditioned exercise?
Yeah, I think you might have to be a senior citizen. Or, like, pretend that you're escorting the senior citizens. Like, oh, I'm with the group. I work at the home.
This is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
$55, that's expensive for pancakes. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they let them in early, or like, if they unlock the doors early, or if it's a program through the mall, or if it's just something they do because it's convenient. Because there's no crowds then, and they can free-reign walk the entire length of the mall and get some activity,
so.
I guess.
Yeah,
I used to work in a mall, and we would open up early mornings, and it's sure enough, the parade of gray hairs would walk by.
The parade of gray hairs.
Yeah. Blue hairs.
Whatever.
That's a 70s term.
That's ageist, Corey.
Yeah, gray hairs sounds like some kind of Game of Thrones clan or something.
We are the gray hairs. We fight.
We bow to the throne of gray hair.
Yeah.
Dirty storm cloaks.
I have trouble recollecting a specific time where somebody was a monumental idiot.
Okay.
Typically when
somebody... So right now then, you being one.
Yeah. I am a registered idiot.
Because you're male.
Recently I did have something happen to me that was like beside myself. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how are you not stopping yourself, from continuing to talk?
You're taking pictures in New York.
Yes.
And this lady got in your frame.
I was taking pictures of scaffolds.
Yeah.
Like you do.
And some ethnic woman. No. Most times when people are being completely idiotic, I just go, all right, don't catalog this in memory. Just let's move on quickly.
Right.
And pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
But we were doing... like light shopping at a grocery store with my son and my hetero life partner.
Is that your...
the person with whom I have married.
Okay. See, that's confusing because Jay called Silent Bob his hetero life mate. Right. So I thought you meant just like your best friend.
Yeah, that sounds more platonic.
Yeah.
My hetero life mate, whom I also have sex with.
Oh, okay. So me.
Also could be a best friend,
So it was me. I was there.
No, my wife.
I would have remembered this.
Yeah. I was just trying to avoid the...
My wife!
Yeah.
My wife!
That were blah!
Yeah.
We were doing some light shopping at a grocery store after dinner one night, and...
lights are so expensive.
And sort of minding our own business, and... when you have a kid, it sort of attracts...
creeps, pedophiles.
Well, not necessarily...
Damn it, you stepped on my joke.
I hope not. no, but like people want to say hello to your child.
Oh.
You know, like they want to be friendly. Like, you know, if I see somebody else's child looking at me over like a restaurant booth or something, like I'll wave to the child.
Yeah.
I'm bad with kids. I don't acknowledge their existence.
Most people do that, yes.
I do the mistake of waving at the kid that's not old enough to understand what waving is, and so I just look like a moron, and the kid stares at me blank.
Yeah. And drools.
And, I just pooped.
I'm a baby.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah, that's all babies do.
Get on with the story.
Sorry. So this lady approaches, going the opposite way down one of the aisles, and she's like, "Hey there, little kid." And we're just trying to like just keep moving, yeah. And she's an old.
You want a popsicle?
She was an older lady, like maybe 50.
Yeah,
you know, but she was like an older lady with long hair, like one of those. Like people, you know what I'm saying? Like an older lady with long hair.
Oh,
like
I think they're hippies.
Yeah, hippie lady.
Yeah, like an old yeah. hippie.
Did she have like a crocheted like shawl over her shoulders?
Yeah. No. Too many scarves? She did look like she could have been a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing she did a lot of drugs when she was younger.
I imagine she was an art teacher.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Possibly
like
psychology.
She comes up and she's like, "Hey there, little boy."
Yeah.
And trying to teach our kid nice manners, we tell the lady hi and yeah. you know like how are you whatnot, and he does so and she goes, "Do you want to hear a bird sound?"
Oh God!
And so right away my red flag radar goes up like God. Okay.
She fucking pulls her pants down and tweets in your son's face.
Tweet. Oh, that does sound like that does sound like a cardinal.
Yeah. That's a blue jay.
Yeah.
Like a northeastern blue jay.
Like a really blue jay, like grayish blue.
I know. She fucking tweets and it's like frown. She go and your son goes, "That sounds like the Aladdin bird."
Why I never.
You're right. That's how I do Iago. So she's like, "Do you want to hear a bird sound?"
Yeah.
There are no birds here. Like you can't comprehend what the fuck she's talking to. And so we're like, we sort of indulge a little bit and say, yeah, sure. Like, whatever, fucking do a bird sound.
Yeah.
And she does this little whistle thing, and sure enough, it sounds fucking really close to a bird.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of impressive, you know? Yeah. Something similar to that. Just a little whistle. And it was
tweet.
A little chirp or whatever.
Tweet.
And we're like, "Oh my God, that totally sounds like a bird. That's amazing. Isn't that cool, kid?
Son of mine."
Son of mine, yeah. "Isn't that cool? Like, it totally sounded like a bird." And she's like, "Yeah. Like, of course. Like, I'm fucking good at this."
No
right?
shit, it sounds like a bird.
Then she's straight. Like, "Would you like to hear another bird?"
Oh, God.
And I was kind of like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
I would like to go buy my eggs and get the fuck out of here before we're standing behind you at a checkout counter.
Right.
But my wife was indulged her some more. "Yeah, go ahead. Another bird. You want to hear another bird, kid?" Sure, you know. Yeah. And she does this, like, hootie. Type of bird.
And the blowfish?
Right?
Yeah, that's a band. Yeah.
And my wife and I both go, "Oh, look at that. What was that? That was like an owl." Yeah. Right? And she was like, "Well, no." She started to get more uppity with every
sound.
That's
not an owl.
Yeah. Like, "Oh, sorry, I mistook you for a warbler." Yeah. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking plebs.
And then, so she's got like sour face on and we're sort of taken aback a bit. And then she goes, "How about a duck?" We're like, "Really, you don't? Okay, duck." And she just goes right into duck and, you know, sounds like a duck. It's fine. And we're thinking, okay, she's run out of her bird repertoire.
Right.
We can move on. "Hey, thanks, lady. Sorry we offended you with the owl comment, but good luck getting your yogurt.
How about a European swallow?"
I can only do the African.
Yeah. That's Dean's motto.
Yep. "I can only do the African steel drum beat."
Then she proceeds to go into like a sheep and a cat and like
oh god,
does a whole barnyard's worth of animals.
You didn't ask her what the fox says, did you?
I should have.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Holy shit. No, I was so uncomfortable at this point.
Yeah.
So she goes to this whole like menagerie of animals and my kid doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, he is so bored with this lady. Now, bird sounds aside, animal sounds, whatever, like we walk away from this thinking, well, that was an interesting lady, you know? Mm-hmm. She knows how to do lots of animal sounds.
Yeah.
And then she bends down, gets on my kid's level.
Does the queef?
Yeah.
No, she never queefed.
Okay.
That's that we heard.
That's a gray lip warbler.
That's a cockatoo. Cockatoo scared to go in there.
Where are you going to go? It's cockatoos.
She leans down to my kid and is like, and who made all of the animals?
Oh, no. Boy.
And we
Darwin!
We sort of talked over like, oh, huh,
a
those
series
sounds,
of evolutionary
oh,
steps.
We should really go, right? Yeah. I heard her say it, was trying to ignore her.
Yeah.
So she repeated herself louder and so like to us.
Yeah.
And who created all of those animals?
Yeah.
And every ounce of me wanted to say, like, I don't know, other animals fucking. Like, I don't know, lots of animal penis and lots of animal vagina probably created all those animals.
Some osmosis in there, I don't know.
But I didn't.
Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. That's what I would have said.
And she waited for a long time.
For, like, your son to say
my son.
She
has
doesn't
no comprehension of anything she's fucking saying.
Yeah.
I gotta say, she doesn't have a lot of faith if she needs to have this confirmed her by a 5-year-old.
A 3-year-old, yeah.
A 3-year-old.
You know, it was so uncomfortable. And she waits, and then she looks at me, and she looks at my wife, like, aren't you going to tell him the answer?
Right.
And I'm like, at this point, I don't really know what fucking answer you want.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of have a guess. But I don't really agree with that answer, so I'm not going to make my child say that.
She's kind of living proof there is no
the
God.
The actual answer I would say, like, if I was in that situation, would be their parents.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Well, that's what I was sort of insinuating with. Yeah. Like, I don't know, other people or other animals fucking. Previous generation animals fucking.
Right.
That are in their same sort of genus and species.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she waited for a tick, and then she went, God. God created them. So, like almost angry, like, you could
like
tell the
you
passive
fuckers.
You could tell the passive aggressive tone coming through that was really directed at us.
Yeah.
Look, kid, if this rapture's going to happen, we need to go back to basics.
Yeah. Accept him as your savior, goddammit.
Yeah.
Trying to help.
Oh, damn. I
no,
just
son of a bitch. Ah, they're taking me.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't take her. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was super awkward. And we didn't really respond. We were just like, oh, yeah. God. And it was really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, right after that.
Did you do an immediate, like, in the car explanation to your son? Like,
nope.
All right, that was horseshit.
No. He didn't ask any questions about it. He was just like,
weird lady.
Bird sounds.
Bird sounds. Yeah.
But so, like, I sort of.
Can we watch Planes 2 when we get home?
Exactly.
I love Dane Cook.
If he was like 7, he may have asked some questions that I would have addressed immediately, yes. But we sort of left silently. Like, just sort of slunked away after she mentioned God and, like, tried to Bible thump us.
Well, oof. I'm convinced she did bird sounds.
Yeah.
Only a true savior of God could do bird sounds.
And
as we're
walking away, like, we wait for her to turn down an aisle and, like, get, you know, out of earshot. And my wife turns and she goes, well, that was fucking weird. And I said, but you got to hand it to her. Those bird sounds are pretty spot on.
Maybe there's something to this whole God thing.
Yeah. They were impeccable impersonations of animals. I will give her that, but the bitch was crazy.
Yeah. She probably runs the, like, church puppet show.
Probably. Yeah. So,
Punching
I mean,
Judy.
She wasn't a moron. She wasn't, like, spouting complete idiocy, but...
well,
her strategy for proving God's existence is pretty dumb.
Yes,
I know. I'll convince this 3-year-old.
Who will then convince his parents.
Yeah.
You know how you convince a 3-year-old that God exists? You say, hey, God exists.
Kid comes home from daycare all the time singing about Jesus.
Or you have a near-death experience and you wake up and tell your dad, Greg Kinnear, heaven is real.
Yes.
Heaven is real. It's real, Daddy.
Really? Okay. Let's go on the news.
I believe you. Oh, man.
I have another dummy who, this was on my Facebook wall, so I'm probably still friends with them.
Dummies.
So hopefully they don't hear this, and if they do, they forget that they said this. Or if they know it's them, fuck you.
Unfriend me.
Yeah. So I had posted some like thing about Bruce Campbell, star of Army of Darkness,
Evil Dead,
yeah, all that shit.
Bubba Hotep.
This was their
Burn Notice.
Yep. This was this person's reply to this picture in the comments. Hey, Doc, did you know that Bruce Campbell did the voice of Ash in the Evil Dead movies?
That's true.
He did the voice of Ash.
Bruce Campbell did the voice of Ash in the Evil Dead movies. Now, some of our listeners may have not seen the Evil Dead movies. It's possible.
Bruce Campbell is an actor.
Yeah, and these aren't animated movies.
They're not animated movies.
Well, they do move.
What?
They do move. They're animated.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're not inanimate.
I'm trying to be kind to this
person. They're not drawn.
Yeah.
They're not CG.
Unless this person knows way too much about the film industry, and they're like, yeah, he did all the ADR for himself. Mm. Oh, good. Okay. But yeah, this person was under the impression that the Evil Dead movies were animated, I guess? And that Bruce Campbell did
animated.
The voice of Ash and wasn't just Ash?
You know...
Didn't just play Ash? Oh, no, he did the voice.
I commend the person...
It was Andy Serkis doing mocap for Ash.
Just, I thought that playing with a fish scene was kind of weird in that.
I commend the person for not relying on Google to fact check themselves.
Right.
But you could just take 15 seconds and Google your facts.
Dude, I fucking hate people that don't Google. I'll like post some shit about Doctor Who and someone will comment, "What's Doctor Who?" Well, I don't know. You're on the internet right now.
Yeah.
You could totes find out. I said totes like 12 times.
I forgot how to spell doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. There's that great website called Let Me Google That For You. And what you do is you type in the search and then you post the link. And what it does is it's like an automated flash thing. And it, when they click the link, like, oh, what's Doctor Who here? And when they click the link, it takes them to a fake Google screen, and then a mouse goes up and clicks in it, and then you see typing, what is Doctor Who? Search. And then the results come up.
It's a tutorial.
Yeah, it, like, does it for you.
It's Google for dummies.
Yeah. And it's a great, like, passive-aggressive, here, stupid, just look it up.
I would abuse that.
Yeah.
You'll be sorry that you gave that to me. I'm gonna use that way too much now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill it.
And then they go, Flash doesn't work on my phone. What is this?
It might not even be Flash anymore. It could be HTML5.
Ah. Yeah. Yep. Squarespace.
It's not round.
Change your username.
Change your username.
Stupid.
Any more, guys?
I recently started crocheting and burping.
Sorry.
I
drank root beer before the show today. It was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Dean, girls crochet, boys knit.
No, boys are registered crocheters.
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. I'm a registered crocheter. Yeah. I'm a brochere.
I bet that's a real subreddit for guys that crochet.
I was thinking of naming my Etsy shop that.
Brochet.
Bro, shit. So
hold on. Secure that before this episode goes live in case it somebody wants to take it.
Yeah. Will you crochet the animated Ash from the Evil Dead animated films?
I don't know.
You know,
that
Bruce
might be
Campbell did
tricky.
The voice for Ash.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Yeah. Anyway, I was in it. So I went to a craft store, Joann's, to get some like that. You use these hooks to crochet. So there's this. So usually they're just made out of metal, but I wanted to get one that had like a pad on it because your finger starts to get kind of sore if you do it for hours.
My finger's sore from crocheting Pokemon figurines.
Actually, what I'm doing. So
will you make me a Meowth? That's right.
I could try to do that. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Let's see. So
I get just a Charizard tail.
That would basically be a red dick, but okay, I could do that.
That's what Corey wants.
Okay, there we go. I thought he had a little red dick already.
Nope.
Red Rocket. Go on.
I want to get the. There are these kinds with like a pad on it, but not that kind of pad, but a pad on it to help your finger not get sore.
Menstrual blood.
And yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like a cool guy's apartment.
Yeah, there's an
it's
entire
my pad.
There's an entire apartment on there.
Go on.
But those ones are locked up behind these little, you know, like the things that they put like condoms and shit behind, or razor blades and shit behind.
Or deodorant.
Yeah. So,
lock up the fancy crochet needles?
Well, it'll make sense when I get to the end of the story.
They don't need thievery from these savages that, from the shop at
Funny
Joanne's.
You should mention that because that kind of spoils it a little bit.
Oh,
but
I'm sorry.
No, but it's still going to be funny because you have to get one of the employees to help you unlock the things. And so I find one of these people to do that. And she's an older white woman, maybe in her 50s, sort of like Corey's.
She works at a craft store, of course.
This one didn't do bird sounds, though.
Oh.
And
How unfortunate for you.
You mean sort of like the woman from Corey's story.
Yeah.
You just said sort of like Corey's, like he has an older white woman.
Oh, yeah. That could
have
been
my
wife.
My older white woman who used to be a hippie, did a bunch of acid.
My old hippie white lady.
Yeah.
Go on,
like Harold and Maude.
Yeah, so I get this lady to come and say, oh, could you come and open these up for me so I can get the padded crochet?
Hey, white lady! Yeah. You look like you work here.
I go like, oh, by the way, why are they locked up? And she goes like, oh yeah, we've been having a bunch of Mexicans stealing them lately.
Holy shit, really?
And not like in any kind of like hushed tone, like shit, looking around left and right going, a bunch of Mexicans stole them. It was more like one of those like, oh, you're white, you're in my club, right? I can just be,
I can just
be glibly racist with you. Yeah. And then it was like caught me by such surprise, I didn't say like, I should talk to your manager about that. It was just, I was so surprised. I wasn't sure if she actually said it or not, kind of thing. Right. Because it was just so glib. And then I started thinking about it as we were walking over there more and more. I'm like, first of all, if they successfully stole them, how would she know that they were Mexican?
Yeah.
And second of all, are fucking vatos just coming in and stealing crochet hooks so they can make Pokemon figures?
Is there like some underground crochet network that we don't know about?
Come on, SA, we're going to steal these fancy ass padded crochet hooks so our fingers don't get sore.
I have a similar thing on the people assuming that you're with them, like just because, you know, either skin color or whatever.
Right.
They think, oh, no, I can say this stuff around you because you're with me.
Yeah.
We
look the same. We have similar views.
When I was a teenager and I was doing my driving school, my driving instructor was a really good driving instructor and also super nice. Nicest, like, old dude who, like, showed me everything. I had gone to a previous driving school before, which fucking, like, I felt like I learned nothing afterwards.
Did you see Red Asphalt? Both times?
No.
No?
No.
That actually didn't bother me as much as I thought.
This was on the road training. This wasn't a classroom. This was all on the road. So
you're the guy in the back of the classroom
masturbating a red asshole.
Feverishly masturbating red asshole.
Her brains.
God damn it, she's so hot, but her brains are on the fucking seat. Oh, but she's so hot.
Yeah. So
I don't know why I pantomimed masturbating there.
You didn't need to. It's a podcast.
I didn't need to do that. But now I'm hard, and I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no. Okay.
Just let me finish.
There's a Charizard tail.
Okay, so, listen. At the end of... Like, I'm thinking, like, I'm going to refer this guy to all my friends. This guy's amazing. He's a great driving instructor.
Was he foreign?
No, he's an old white dude.
Old, like a white American.
In fact, the name of his driving school was like All American or some shit like that.
I probably went to the same driving school, but the guy that I got was like European.
This guy was the owner and was the only driving instructor. It was a private, like family owned thing.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't All American because I know that's a big driving school out here, but it was something with America in the title.
Right.
Like America.
Eagle cock.
Yeah. So, but
white American driving school.
Super nice guy until the very end of the thing.
Oh, pray tell.
We're driving after our last lesson. We're driving back to my house.
You know what they don't tell you in that DMV handbook? Watch out for those Asian drivers.
Yeah. No. There's a car in front of us, and the car has a rainbow sticker on it.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, hey, you know what that means? The rainbow sticker? And I legit at this time did not.
Right.
I didn't know that the rainbow thing was like associated with the gay community at all.
Right.
And I'm like, no. And he goes, that means he's a fucking faggot. Yes!
Whoa!
This fucking nice old man who was like my great driving instructor just immediately okay. was just like, whoa!
Hold on, though. Yeah. Even worse is that, I mean, he said it, whatever.
Yeah.
When you take driver's ed, you're 15.
Yes!
That's not something that you should just cavalierly say to a 15-year-old.
Right. What if I was gay? That would have been super...
You're supposed to be homophobic when you're 21, not when you're 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That was a... just like...
How the fuck do you deal with... Like, how
I just was just like, oh... Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, he's the one driving at this point, because at the end of his lessons, his thing was that he would drive you home.
Right.
It was weird. It was like, well, at the end, I drive you home.
And you're like, well, now I'm not going to offer you in for coffee and right, suck
so
your dick.
He's driving, so I feel like I can't really say anything to him.
Right.
Like, dude, he shouldn't say that or anything.
Slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
Or you could slam on the brakes.
And it was just like, oh, okay. And I just was like, left at him like, all right, well, I can't refer him to
nobody
of my friends, really. Yeah. That's fucked up. Holy shit, yeah.
Is he the reason why you can't make left-hand turns?
I can make left-hand turns. You so blow that out of
can't
proportion.
Make any of those lefty pinko turns.
No. Here's where this came from.
I never go left.
Corey was... I never said that.
I only go to the right. No, I'm saying old man driving instructor.
Yeah, right? No. I see what you're saying. He's like,
yeah,
right.
I hate the left so much, I won't even turn
yeah,
left.
Yeah, I won't even turn left. No. What I'm saying is that whenever I make a left turn, I always feel like, that was sloppy.
Right.
You know, like...
No, I know.
That wasn't a confident left turn.
That's not as funny, though.
I know, but that makes me sound like a fucking idiot. I don't make left turns. Oof. All right.
He's fully capable of making left-hand turns.
Are we ready for Nerdagories?
I think so. I don't even know if we have time for Nerdagories, actually.
We should.
Nerdagories.
I'm sweaty as fuck.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's hot as shit in here.
Turn the fan back on for the break.
Okay, yeah. So, our Nerdagories this week.
I mean, like, for the whole Nerdagories is fine.
For the whole Nerdagories?
Yeah. At this point, right. Like, fuck
Sorry
it.
For the background noise, people. We're turning the fan off.
It's hot as shit in here.
Arf, 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 daddy, daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a baby in the backseat of a car right now.
Boo.
Just one click.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Already, I feel a little better.
You feel a little better already?
I feel a little better. My balls aren't quite as sweaty anymore.
Yeah. That was quick.
Pretty swampy.
All right. Last episode, which is 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. With the wonderful and talented and beautiful Raffi.
Raffi, very good. Who, by the way, that episode, big hit.
I got a lot of positive feedback.
I got a lot
of
positive feedback on that episode.
I'm glad
people
to hear
loved
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So 2 weeks ago we did modern comedy movies, 2000 and after, right? So I'm thinking,
yes,
I'm thinking this week, let's go back a decade.
Are we going in the Wayback Machine?
Yeah. 90s comedy movies.
1890s, right? Okay. 1890s comedies 90s. Like Sambo's Sandwich Parade.
Hey, you'd fit right on Anthony's Twitter.
Oh.
Guess who his new sidekick on his web series is?
Anthony and Dean. Anthony and Dean saying shit about black people tonight.
One of them's joking. The other one doesn't realize the other's joking.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd realize he was joking eventually, Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's so subtle, though.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to write our list of five.
I almost impaled myself with a pencil.
That happens.
Go ahead.
We're going to write our list of five. We're going to take a break and write it. Five favorite 90s comedy movies.
Cartoons?
No cartoons. Animated. Live no action. Animated.
Live action yeah. comedies.
Oh, I wanted to put Akira. Shit.
Dude, I would have Beavis and Butthead Do America.
South Park.
South Park. I'd have all that shit. But yeah, all okay. live action.
And comedy is debatable on some, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, you can go dramedy.
Okay.
You know, as long as it's this funny.
Okay.
Enough funny to justify it being called a comedy.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
Is it right there?
It's
done. Theme song.
And we're back.
What?
And we're back.
Say that again. I can't hear you.
And we're back.
Oh! Oh!
That was really loud in my ears.
It sounds like you're saying N-word back.
N-word black.
That fly had wanted nothing to do with your radio voice.
No.
A fly just flew in Dean's eye.
I like caught it with my eyelashes.
Where
that
the fuck are
good.
All the spiders taking care of?
I know.
Goddamn flies.
Fucking Charlotte.
Yeah, dying and shit. Yeah. That's some pig though.
Yeah.
So best. Or not best, favorite
90s
comedy.
Yeah. Raffi won last episode,
yeah.
So she can't go first because she's not here today.
No.
Well, I'm the second prettiest, so.
Well,
Dean will go first.
Okay. I was going to say, you won
I agree
won
with that
before
sentiment.
That, but Dean is the prettiest, so.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He dresses the nicest, that's for sure.
Except I'm sweating through all this shit.
It sort of looked like.
Somebody like the Musk.
Like Dean and Raffi were on a first date because they were both impeccably dressed.
Yeah, you were both dressed up.
We're like schlubby friends, like, yeah, you should fuck her tonight. Shut up, guys.
Yeah.
Don't think I didn't try. all right. So my first one is Groundhog Day.
Well, Dean, I had that too.
I figured because it's got Bill Murray.
Yeah, my favorite 90s Bill Murray movie.
I tried to stay away from all Bill Murray movies in general because...
Smart of you.
I mean, there's Operation Dumbo Drop. The Man Who Knew Too Little.
He was not in Operation Dumbo
Drop. What was he?
That was Dennis Leary.
Well, he was in an elephant movie.
He was
movie.
In Larger Than Life.
Larger Than Life.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Any which way you can.
Yeah. So, Dean, I cancel with my Groundhog Day.
All right.
Sorry. Brilliant movie. Great movie.
It's a really good movie.
I have watched it very many times.
Yeah. When you watch it once, it's like you're watching it many times.
Oxitani film.
All right. Who's next? Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Office Space.
Was on my list.
Oh, really?
It was a last-minute cancellation.
Oh, for something else?
For something else.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, that was a bit of strategery.
Strategery.
because I figured...
S for Sam.
No, go ahead. There's some on my list that are probably going to get canceled, and I was trying to hedge my bet against some that weren't.
Right.
To try to
so
play,
you're
play
like,
the
one
numbers
of these,
game.
One of these fucks is going to put Office Space, so I better not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dean, did you put Office Space?
I did not.
Point
so
for me.
You get a point.
Yeah. Nice.
See, now I could have, use that to, like, if that was the only one that could have canceled, it could have lowered you two now.
Right.
You gotta,
this game is hard.
You got to vote with your heart, not with your brain.
Turn on your hot light.
Here's the thing.
Let it shine wherever you go. That song was about E.T.
It was. I saw E.T. and I decided to write a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. These lists are so fucking hard to write.
Right?
Because five?
$5?
$5
footlong. Now with
avocado.
We're doing a lot of free commercials
today. We are.
Squarespace, it's not round.
Not an ad, but Subway blows. Eat a Togo's. these lists, fuck. Even the list 2 weeks ago was so fucking hard to write.
Yeah.
Because you could come up with like 50 that are all great for different reasons.
Yeah.
This list in particular was hard.
We all accidentally left off Pineapple Express last time.
We did.
That movie's brilliant.
Holy shit! I've never seen
that.
What?
I know.
Pineapple Express is
that's
awesome.
The next thing you're borrowing from me,
Dean's Mister hasn't seen shit.
Yeah.
The problem I was having with this week's list was trying to remember comedies that are actually still good and not ones that I saw as a kid and thought were hilarious.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I remember liking Waterboy in the theater.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on TV, I was like, this is dumb.
I liked Biodome when it came out.
Yeah.
Biodome was another cancellation.
All right, go to your next one. Go to your first one.
First on my list is sort of a gold standard of indie comedies in the 90s, and it's Clerks.
Boom. Oh, I had that.
Good choice.
You had Clerks?
Yes.
Damn it. That was one of them where I was like, probably.
Didn't you say you hadn't seen Clerks 2 yet?
Not Clerks 2.
Oh, okay. I got to let you borrow that too.
You should see Clerks 2. Clerks 2 is a lot better than Clerks.
Clerks 2 and Pineapple Express.
All right.
For you next week, Dean.
All right.
And read those Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, Clerks is a great movie.
I've been reading some of the Calvin and Hobbes. Quite good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Bill Waterston is amazing.
I still haven't gotten to the one where he pees on the Ford logo, though.
You won't find that, actually.
You won't find that.
No,
by the way, how are you guys enjoying Ashes to Ashes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? I have not watched TV in like 3 months.
Really?
I haven't watched.
Well, I finished the first season of Once Upon a Time, so there.
I'm not bragging about not having watched TV.
Yeah,
I'm
evolved.
Saying,
yeah.
I have not like sat down. Like, it hurts me a little bit.
Right.
Oh, that's not necessarily true. We started watching Sherlock.
Oh, yeah. Good,
watched
right?
I have
to watch that,
Sherlock.
Too. I've seen the first episode.
Really good.
Really good. You saw how many?
The first two episodes.
First two, okay.
Yeah.
So two movies, pretty much.
Pretty much. Really good. I really like Watson. What's his name? Fuck.
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
Tim,
like,
from The Office. And,
yeah, I didn't realize how much of a fan I am of his.
Yeah.
Like, he showed up on screen and I went, "Ooh, it's that guy!
It's that guy!
I love that guy!"
He's also The Hobbit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Dean, second
total
on your
side
list.
Tangent.
Oh, I put Ed Wood.
Oh, yeah, the also Bill Murray.
Yes.
The Tim Burton movie about the director Ed Wood.
With Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp.
Ed Wood directed Plan 9 from Outer Space, famously.
And yeah.
So it's a movie about a bad movie being made.
So you've gotten when I've quoted that before?
I don't remember it well enough to remember quotes from it so well.
The quote I do sometimes is, a man his size would have trouble fitting through doors.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah,
because I've quoted that before on the show, and I rarely get a reaction from you.
Yeah, it's been a while for me. So.
Okay.
I've seen half of it once.
Yeah, all right.
It was black and white, and I was like, bleh.
Oh, yeah, Clerks is on his fucking list.
That was the joke.
All right. A point for Dean. My next one is also a Kevin Smith movie.
Okay.
Dogma.
No.
Nope, not on your list?
Clerks was the only... I could have filled the entire list with Kevin Smith movies.
You probably could have. Dogma's my favorite, so that one out. Because I decided to only pick one.
Dogma is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't have it.
Did you see it?
I did, yes.
Okay, good.
I almost put Chasing Amy, but like, it's not really like a
It's way a lot more
comedy.
Drama.
It's more drama.
I mean, it would
comedy.
Count. I would count
it's
it.
It's a dramedy,
but,
yeah.
But Clerks is the funnier.
Yes.
Or Mallrats.
Mallrats is...
Mallrats, if you're nasty.
Mallrats is quirkier.
Yeah.
As far as like the filmmaking style.
Right.
But Clerks is...
Mallrats is more absurd, too.
Clerks like the sort of dialogue, like following the dialogue really, really just is really good filmmaking.
You know? Right.
Aside from the fact that he doesn't, oh, that fucking fly. Nope.
Okay.
Maybe he's learned his lesson, though.
Yeah. Dean.
Oh, I'm up again.
Point for Corey.
Let's see.
I didn't.
Oh, no, Corey.
Point for you, Dogma.
Point for me, for Dogma. Yes. Corey's turn.
My turn.
Yeah. Oh.
Next on my list is a Coen Brothers film about bowling.
Really?
The Big Lebowski.
Ah, funny. Oh. It's on my list, too.
Yeah, and I've got it, too.
Oh, all three.
Three-way
it's a fantastic movie, fantastic comedy.
Yep.
All right, my next one is... Actually, I guess it would be my last one. It's Cable Guy.
Underrated.
Oh, underrated. Underrated, and I'm mad that I forgot to put it.
Mm. That was the first directorial debut of Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller, and yeah. That is my favorite Jim Carrey movie.
Really?
Cable Guy, of the classic Jim Carrey comedies.
Oh,
Cable Guy.
Like
it's the
comedies?
Darkest, fucking weirdest one.
Like wacky Jim Carrey character comedies?
Yeah, his best movie's probably that Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's probably his best movie, but Cable Guy's his best, like, Jim Carrey comedy.
What about the number 23?
No, fuck the number 23.
What about the Truman Show or that one about the movie theater that
the Majestic.
Sucked?
Yeah. I would have
really?
Watched...
You thought it sucked?
I'm kidding.
I enjoy it.
I would have watched the number 23 if it was called the number 42.
Because that's a...
Douglas Adams reference.
Yes.
Yes.
Life, the universe, and everything.
You know what? I was watching 42 before we got here. Totally not what I expected.
The movie 42? There's a movie called that?
That's about Jackie
Robinson. Jackie Robinson.
Oh, wow. You thought it was Douglas Adams.
I thought I was going to find out the answer to the question.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. It's yeah.
Is he going to persevere and break the color barrier? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turns out 42.
42 is the answer to the question.
Point for Dean.
Point for Dean.
Very good point.
That was my last one.
I just watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy the other day.
Yeah?
I don't know why you have such a problem with it.
It's because I know the book.
I know, but
that's why. That's all it is.
It's completely enjoyable.
It's a fine movie. It's just I know the book, and I know what they left out and what they added that's not even in the book, and
right.
It bothers me. Yeah.
But it's completely enjoyable, and everybody in it is great.
It's fine.
Just saying.
All right. My last one is a classic. I'm also on my last one, by the way. Classic.
I have three more, guys.
It's because we can't. You started and we canceled and shit.
I'm gonna win.
Yeah. Classic '90s comedy.
Uh-huh.
I'll be shocked if it's not Dean Finch, but I'll be shocked if it's not on your list too, Corey, because it's one of the greatest movies ever made. Suburban Commando, starring Terry Hulk Hogan and Christopher Lloyd.
That was in the '90s.
Yeah.
I think
it only could have been in the 90s.
Was Mr. Nanny like 89?
Mr. Nanny was also in the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah, but Suburban Commando, I'd say, is the better of the two.
Mr. Nanny is Reservoir Dogs. The Hulk Hogan trilogy?
Yeah, Mr. Nanny's Reservoir Dogs. Suburban Commando's Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Yeah.
And No Holds Barred is Jackie Brown?
That's
more like
Django
Unchained.
That's more like independent films he made. Django Unchained. That's kind of out of order as the timeline goes, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suburban Commando. Brilliant.
Not on my list, surprisingly.
Really?
Enough. Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's not.
Double check.
Let me see. No. No.
I don't see Suburban or Commando on any of them.
None of those.
Shit.
Is that a comedy?
Well, that's a point for me. I mean,
is it a comedy?
Oh,
though?
It's totally a comedy.
I mean,
it's more of a coming of age story, really.
It's a sci-fi comedy.
It's a movie you laugh at, but is it a comedy?
It's a sci-fi comedy.
Is it?
Yeah, there's jokes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a part where Hulk Hogan picks up a fruit in the supermarket because an old lady tells him you got to squeeze the fruit, and he squeezes it in front of her and it explodes in her face.
Old people
all
getting
right.
squirted.
It's
brilliant comedy.
Slapsticky.
Brilliant physical comedy.
But really, your favorite?
One of. It's on a list of five, sir.
Okay.
This was narrowed down.
Yeah. It's a brilliant fucking movie.
That was your last one.
Yeah.
And Dean, you have no more.
I have no more.
Corey, you have three more, apparently. I don't know how that worked, but okay.
Yes.
Math.
Don't you have two more?
No.
Read the ones you've done so
Clerks?
Far. Clerks? Yeah.
Big Lebowski.
That's all you've said.
You guys canceled two of each other's.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, go on.
And then canceled my first two.
All right.
I don't even need to say my list.
Well, say it. I want to know what it is.
I win.
Well, yeah,
no,
but people get to go, ooh.
I have 3 points.
Oh, do we a come dancer?
We might. Yeah, I have 3 points.
Well, so unless one of these cancels.
Read your list. They won't, though, because they already win.
Well, they could not
qualify. Read your fucking list.
They could not qualify as comedies.
People want to know. The points don't matter.
Just spit on your hands. Sorry.
Election.
Okay, good.
Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon. Pick Flick. That's a fantastic movie.
Pating. Go ahead.
Noises Off, which is
the fuck is that?
It's a comedy about doing a theater production.
Okay.
It's got John Ritter in it and a bunch of other people, and it's like they're trying to rehearse for a play.
Yeah.
And the particular play that they're doing has a lot of entrances and exits and stuff, and they're always fucking it up.
Flies in your hair.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Did I hit him?
I don't know. It went flying off when you did that.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
You sort of have to be a bit of a theater geek.
My John Ritter is, you know, Problem Child and Problem Child 2. And
right. Like no, he's in Noises Off.
What's the one where he goes in the TV?
Oh, fuck. Remote Control?
Stay Tuned.
Stay Tuned?
That's what it's called. Stay Tuned.
Stay Tuned.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Classics.
I want to watch that now.
Right.
I think back then they just took like a turn of phrase and then they had that first and then came up with the movie.
I think so too.
I think that, they put them all in a big hat and they're like, what movie are we writing this today? And just pick it out of the hat.
Stay Tuned. What's it about? Okay, bear with me.
Oh, here's Black Sheep. What are we going to do with that? Tommy Boy.
Perfect.
Noises Off.
Okay.
I recommend seeing it.
Okay.
Really funny.
Next one. Point.
Last one on my list. Again, hardest fucking thing to write.
Mr. Nanny.
The one that stuck out in my mind is Suburban Commando. Which is,
shit.
I meant Suburban Commando 2.
Oh.
Do they cancel because they're in the same franchise?
It's not real.
I know.
Yeah. I wish. My fan fiction is called Suburban Commando 2. Go ahead.
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, very good. I forgot that was 90s.
Yeah,
I think it's like 99.
Later 90s.
Yeah,
but
it was like Christmas 99.
Still exists.
Yeah.
I battled with Biodome and like American Pie.
I battled with Biodome.
Yes.
Like putting them on my list. Like there was a lot of fucking 90s movies.
I almost put Ace Ventura 2.
Ace Ventura When Nature Calls. Yeah.
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 The better one. Sorry.
Chicago.
Sorry, everybody. It's better.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, but the first one has this wonderful trans joke in it. Yeah.
That's it.
Like no,
it does.
The punchline of the entire movie.
Going back to the Finkel and Einhorn, it would not hold up today at all.
I know,
it would be
right?
So offensive. he's like throwing up because he found out somebody was gagging himself
with a toothbrush.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got three. I got three. How many did you get, Dean?
I got two.
Only two?
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo.
Looks like there's a cum dancer.
Which two did you get?
I got Ed Wood and Cable Guy.
What were the three you lost?
I canceled Groundhog Day, Big Lebowski, and Clerks.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Come down between me and Corey. Dean, you get to pick it.
I hate these so much.
I know.
Shit.
Me too.
Who's starting?
Me, because I'm prettier of the two.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going by pretties.
We're going by prettiest, for
okay.
sure.
Yeah. Shit. What you guys do? Species of birds.
God damn.
Oh, fuck. Swallow.
Is that a species?
Yeah.
I'll just say jays.
I'll say kinds of birds.
Swallow.
Jays.
Robins.
Sparrows.
Eagles.
Finches.
Hawks.
Eagle.
I just won.
Turkeys.
I just won. You fucked up.
Doc's the prettiest and the winner.
God damn it. I hate cum dancer. It fucks with my mind.
I know.
You totally said eagle, son of a bitch.
Doc is not
I didn't hear you.
Nurse.
See, that's the problem I have. I'm not listening to the fucking shit that you're saying
because
I'm trying to think of another fucking bird.
Right.
God damn it. All right, whatever, you win.
And who made the birds?
Other fucking birds.
Jim Henson.
Cloacas.
Cloacas, yeah.
I decree, as King Geek of the Week, that we do our plugs.
Okay.
All right.
Dean!
All right, you can go to deanbotino.com to see my my video gamey art. I got pixel art and 3D art on there. And if you want to buy anything that I've made, you can go to society6.com/fruitsycollins. I've got pixel art on there. You can buy on as prints, as T-shirts, as throw rugs, as shower curtains, what have you. Let's see.
Where would people go to buy your crocheted bits?
That is not happening
from
yet.
From his brochet Etsy store.
That's yeah. what I was going to say.
That will happen in the future when, when I get better at it.
Brochet.com.
Brochet.
Yeah.
Brochet away. And then, you can also.
Brochet away with me, lads.
About an
acid.
Yeah.
And if you want to see any of my funny jokes, you can go on twitter.com/FruitsyCollins.
Yay.
There you go.
You can follow me on Twitter at Docky Wheats. You can also follow my Facebook page, facebook.com/DockyWheats. And then you can go to DocWheatley.com to watch some videos I made once.
In the long, long ago.
Corey!
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. Follow my band at BDR Rocks. Go to BrotDownRunday.com. I am currently in the middle of revamping that site. I've been talking about,
really?
You know, when we eventually figure out revamping. Yeah, like we're getting pretty close to finishing. We've pretty much finished all tracking for this album that we're getting ready to release.
Yeah,
and with the new album comes a new facelift for the website.
Do you have an album title already?
No.
Can I pitch one?
Sure.
Can I borrow a feeling?
Can I borrow a feeling?
That's the name of the album.
Okay. Well, I'll write that down. Here, I'm writing it down right now.
Is that a Simpsons reference that you guys aren't getting?
No, nope. I got that one.
Okay, that was Milhouse's...
Can I borrow a feeling?
Milhouse's
dad.
Can I
borrow a cup of love?
When Milhouse's dad got divorced, he did an album called Can I borrow a feeling?
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest fucking Simpsons jokes.
Do you think we'd get sued if we used it?
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
You could name it.
It was a joke.
You could name it Gray Lip
It was
Warbler.
Meant to make you laugh because I thought you'd get the reference.
No, I didn't really watch The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Because he's better.
You were more of a Capital Critters fan.
You know.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies and the like.
Watching too much Caillou.
They make your dreams come true. Continue your plugs. Sorry
to interrupt.
So brotdownrunning.com, very soon we'll have a brand new look, and it'll be supersized. And
McDonald's stopped doing that, though.
I know. Look for...
Because of that movie.
Look for new music soon from us.
Or Newsic, as it's called.
Newsic. Speaking of Newsic, pretty soon we're going to be releasing a EP from our new artist, Jeff Martin.
Jumpin' Jeff Martin.
Jumpin' Jivin' Jeff Martin.
Woo.
He's sort of a reggae singer-songwriter.
It's Ray homosexual.
It's like, yeah, you know.
Sorry.
It's Ray J TLDLR.
Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, fuck.
Their symbol looks like a rainbow, but it's only red, yellow, and green.
Yeah. With a big pot leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're going to release his EP pretty soon. We're in the
final post-production.
Really good. I played bass on it, too, so, you know.
Oh.
Hopefully... Dean doesn't chastise me for not, you know, hiring.
Doing enough slab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being too white on a reggae album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go to ArcadianRecords.com for Arcadian Records needs, or you can follow us on Twitter at Arcadian Records. We're also on Instagram, The Arcadian Records.
Nice.
If you're interested. And usually that's where we throw up announcements and a lot of stuff through Instagram. Other than that, I think that's all of my personal plugs.
Personal plugs.
As always, you can go to theshykids.com for all your Shy Kids needs. Download the latest episodes on Monday after they have aired on More Like Radio. When do they air on More Like Radio?
They air Saturdays, Corey, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
That's very convenient.
You go there, you can jump in the chat room and chat with one of us, possibly.
Possibly too.
And definitely other fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a Twitter account, don't we?
@ Shy Kids Podcast.
That it is. Do we have a Facebook?
Yes, it is facebook.com/theshykids.
Beautiful.
And it, as always, if you want to email the show, you can do so by emailing us at comments@theshykids.com.
Yeah, much like Midlife Kid and JJ.
Yes. And if it continues to be a more common occurrence, it'll become a segment on the show. That's how we'll open every show.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a theme song. Probably email one better.
Email time. This is fucking email time.
That's
perfect.
Already better than the theme song that I sang today.
What was it?
Email or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Something stupid.
Perfect.
Yeah, that sucked.
Thanks, Dean.
Yeah.
And as always, remember.
This never happened.
This didn't happen.
Savages.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Masters of None, a comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Now live on morelikeradio.com, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, what's up? It's Mike.
And Jay.
And Art.
And we are the newest podcast on the More Like Radio network, Masters of None. Check us out. And I guess we have to tell you a little bit about what the show's about, right?
We're on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can check out all our old episodes on iTunes. And what we do is we pick a topic every week, and we kind of debate stuff and pop culture, and we have some special celebrity guests as well that Art usually books. Tell them, Art.
Yeah, we got Christopher Lloyd on the show. We had Chris Hardwick, Doug Stanhope, Bobcat Goldthwait. Check out mastersofnone.com to see all of our cool guests we interviewed.
And follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well at Masters of None.
We are the podcast that doesn't suck.
Except for Art.
Except for Mike.
Except for Art.
Dicks.
For more, check out Masters of None on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook, and also at mastersofnone.com.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.